The Gemara in Pesachim and Daf Dalet Amud Beis says Midoraisa Bebitul Ba'alma Sagi, that we know we have different ways. We have a prohibition of eating chametz on Pesach, and as well there's a prohibition of owning chametz on Pesach. And we, so there, that's the violation of Ba'yira Ba'yimatza. So we do many things on the rabbinic level to make sure we don't come to eat chametz, we don't own chametz. But on the Torah level, the Gemara says, Bitul Bi'al Masagi. In fact, that's the famous kasha of the Beis Yosef. If Bitul Bi'al Masagi is a mitzvah, if we can fulfill a mitzvah of not owning chametz by Bitul, and it's only rabbinical, we go ahead and search and burn, so wouldn't it make more sense to make a bracha on the biblical mitzvah, not the rabbinical mitzvah? So there are many answers, but one of the famous answers of the Beis Yosef is Chazal only instituted brachas on concrete actions, on maisa mitzvah. On something which can be fulfilled believe, so Chazal never instituted a bracha, because you never know, how do I know if a person actually will say he did it, they don't really mean it. So in fact, that's the famous, one of the famous answers, why don't we make a bracha on tzedakah? So perhaps that's one of the reasons, is because since really you could fulfill tzedakah b'lev, so therefore they never instituted a bracha. Either way, the Gemara says, Midoraisa bitu bi'al masagi. And therefore, you don't, even biblically speaking, if you didn't physically get rid of min haTorah, from the Torah perspective, if you didn't physically destroy your chametz, either tashbisa l'chol davar, or burning it, like the Chacham Rabbi Yehuda, min haTorah, you have fulfilled, you have no longer own chametz. So what does that mean exactly? The Gemara says, on a Torah level, bitul bi'al masagi. So this is a major machlokes rishonim. We have Rashi, the Ramban, on one hand, Targum Yonason, and then we'll see the Bali Tosis on the other hand. So Rashi says that when it says bitu here, it's a special halacha here, we're teaching us a unique din, something we generally don't have. And the hashpasa delev, he hashpasa, generally speaking, perhaps maybe that doing something in your heart doesn't work, but we'll get into the unique details of why would it work here more than somewhere else. But why is the hashpasa delev he hashpasa? And therefore, the bottom line is the Torah says tashbisu. How do you destroy your chametz? You destroy your chametz through bitul. Bitul equals tashbisu. So min haTorah, you don't have to physically get rid of it. As long as you nullify it, believe, that's enough. As we said, that's the opinion of the Targum Yonason in Shmos Yud Beis Tetzvav, the Rambam Hilchos Chametz, Matzor Perak Beis, Halacha Aleph Beis. So that's the Shitas Rashi, we'll call it, that bitul equal tashbisu, and that's what the Gemara is telling me. You fulfill your mitzvah of tashbisu by nullifying it. Tosfos says, that's not what it means. When we say destroying the chametz, tashbisu, it's a physical destruction. So therefore, when you do tashbisu, when you do bitul, whether it's a verbal bitul or a bitul b'makshava, obviously, if you're not doing any action, you're not destroying the chametz. So how does it work? So bitul is a separate halacha. According to Rashi, by doing bitul, you fulfill tashbisu. According to those, you don't get the mitzvah of tashbisu, but you circumvent the mitzvah of tashbisu. Why? Because bitul works. So according to Rashi, bitul over here believes it's a unique halacha here by Pesach, by chametz on Pesach. But according to Tosfos, bitul works through the regular halachas of how does one relinquish ownership? By hefker. And therefore, by mafker something, making the chametz ownerless, so therefore you circumvent the problem of tashbitzah. So like, if you don't own any chametz, you don't have to, then, so you don't get the mitzvah of tashbitzah, but you don't violate owning chametz. And therefore, Rashi, so that's the machlokes here. So that's the machlokes here, Rashi and Tosis. Rashi assumes that bitul means you get the mitzvah of tashbisu, or according to Tosfos, that you're just circumventing the need to fulfill the mitzvah of tashbisu. And therefore, that's why, we'll see one of the tainers is, that's why if we look at the, let's see if I have it in front of me, we add in, it was a later institution, in deference to Shitas Tosfos, we hear, Ulahavi Hefka Ka'afra Da'ara, we throw in deference to the Shitas Habawi Tosfos, we throw in the concept of Hefker. So that's the major Machlokes, Rashi versus Tosfos. We'll have to continue with the Ramban as well. The Ramban is going to give a host of questions on Shitas Tosis, that if Ditto is going to work, Mitam Hefker, he's going to have a couple of questions which are going to be relevant. One of them will be relevant to what do you do this year when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Is one, in other words, if Tosis is saying Bidik, that the Ditto is working Mitam Hefker, is one permitted to be Mafker? Tosis is assuming in the Shaila, I mean the Ramban's assuming in the Shaila and Tosis. Clearly Tosis, again, we'll have to work out how does Tosis work out if Bito is working Mitam Hefker, how does he work it out? And we'll have to deal with the couple of questions the Ramban has on Tosis, and then perhaps explain why Rashi's Chiddush here, why normally you wouldn't this, because there's a separate child, because usually something which is asa bahana, so by definition, you can't own it. So why do we need bitul if, by definition, if you can't own something which is asa bahana, so we'll have to go into that discussion between the Ramban and Rashi.